Moles get a bad rap. They dig tunnels, destroying gardens and lawns.
They're not particularly cute or cuddly. I mean, come on, there are games where the goal is to hit plastic moles on the head.
You never know when you've got a whack-a-mole.
But down those mallets, we're learning that moles may be good to have around.
Danish archaeologist Jesper Jamund is working on a site where he believes a medieval manor once stood. He's not allowed to dig on the site because the land is protected by the government. But luckily, it's also home to a colony of moles. So he lets them do his dirty work instead.
On top of these mole hills, there sometimes are pottery or sometimes small pieces of bricks.
Doesn't sound like much, but Jamund says there are mountains in those mole hills.
We can see where there are the most bricks, and underneath the places with the most bricks part, there must be a building.
The moles are pointing the way, and he isn't the only archaeologist to team up with moles. In 2010, British archaeologist Paul Frodsham had a similar idea when he wanted to learn more about a Roman military barracks. Legally, he couldn't dig, but
moles don't know the law, so they just carry on digging, so they keep throwing up these molehills every year.
Frodsham organized hundreds of local volunteers, humans, to sift through molehills. They found all kinds of treasures, 2,000-year-old coins, beads from a Roman woman's jewelry.
Which leads to all sorts of interest, you can probably imagine, all sorts of interesting interpretations on the part of the volunteers. My lady's jewelry should be in a place where any men should be.
Despite these discoveries, Frodsham is at best ambivalent about his furry friends.
They're a menace, because they're running around and digging holes and obviously disturbing the underground archaeology. So I can't pretend for a minute that they're good.
But Danish archaeologist Jesper Jamund has a more benign attitude towards the tunnelers.
Often we as archaeologists are called moles. We are moles. So we have to a certain degree a lot of friendship with the moles.
The moles may have discovered these ruins first, but they don't mind sharing the credit with disruptive two-legged diggers.